Hey everyone, Steve Blank here, and you're listening to the Cannabis Today podcast. I wanted to take a moment to quickly remind you all that the Cannabis World Congress and Business Exposition returns to the Jacob Javits Center in New York City this November 4th through 6th. You can register now at cwcbexpo.com. Use promo code CANNA today to get a complimentary 3-day expo pass or save 20% on your 3-day conference pass. As always, don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe on all of your favorite social and streaming platforms. We hope you enjoy this edition of the Cannabis Today podcast. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to the Cannabis Today podcast. I'm Steve Blank. Cannabis Today features cannabis industry, community, culture, and news media. As always, please rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite streaming platforms and join the conversation by connecting with us on social media. If you or someone you know has a story to share with the cannabis community, visit canna-today.com/join. On this edition of the podcast, I'm joined by CJ Wallace of Think Big, live from the show floor of the CWCB Expo in Los Angeles, California. Think Big started with CJ's search to understand his responsibility to the legacy of his father, Christopher Wallace, also known as the Notorious B.I.G. As an organization that understands the healing power of cannabis and recognizes the social injustices that surround it, Think Big is committed to working toward change in cannabis by supporting and collaborating with organizations that advocate for social justice reform. Enjoy.
Yo, yo. How you doing, Steve?
Nice to meet you, man.
Good to meet you, bro.
Let me jump right in and just give you an opportunity to introduce yourself to everybody. Mm-hmm.
So my name is CJ Wallace. I'm from Think Big. Founded it earlier this year. And yeah, I'm supposed to be speaking on a panel in about 20 minutes, just talking about all the new companies that are in the industry and how it's up to us to really shape the industry and for the better. So, right. Yeah.
So let me rapid fire with you a little bit.
Yeah.
The business that you mentioned, give me that name one more time.
Yeah, Think Big.
Think Big. What does Think Big do?
Think Big, basically, so Think Big, I got to give you the whole rundown for Think Big. For me, cannabis has always been around. It's always been in my life. And I've always realized that I've had this legacy in front of me that I need to, you know, take control of and be responsible of. Both my sister and I, since we were younger, it's always been something that was, you know, it was something that our parents talked to us about. You know, it's not fair. It's not really, you know, at the end of the day, we obviously have, you know, so much that's given to us. And for me, Think Big was my way of giving back and giving back to the community, giving back to everybody that's been harmed by the war on drugs. And, you know, it's for my youngest brother, Ryder, who was born with autism. And my grandmother who battled breast cancer, my great-grandma who's battling arthritis. Think Big is my way of giving back and helping the community and shaping the cannabis industry the way I'd like to see it. Working with my partner, Willie Mack, we've just been really trying to figure out how we can change this industry for the better. So,
What are a couple of the bullet points that you think are going to drive that home?
Think Big really just taking our focus and looking at social justice and looking at the way the industry is set up right now, nobody's really talking about how there's, you know, a lot of people locked up in jail right now for, you know, nonviolent cannabis offenses. And, oh man, what was the number? It was 33? What was the number? 33, I believe. 33 people right now are serving life sentences for nonviolent cannabis offenses. And, you know, it's stats like that kind of make me wonder why, you know, you see in all these states that are becoming legalized and, you know, you got CBD spas and CBD coffee shops and all these people are making great money doing their thing. Nothing wrong with that, but I think it's wrong that there's a lot of people in jail right now while there's a lot of other people, mostly white, making a lot of money off of this. And, you know, I don't think that's right. And I feel like every company has a responsibility. Every single company that's in the cannabis industry has a responsibility to talk about that and how we should be fighting for that and changing that, not just focused on, you know, the CBD spas and recreational use, but let's get those people out of jail that don't need to be in there.
Absolutely.
So that's really the main focus, as well as health and wellness and just fighting for cannabis as a tool for creativity. The next actually we're going to be launching our second company, sort of quietly launched. It's around, people know. If you don't know, then Frank White, that's going to be the name that I've always loved that name. It was my dad's nickname. And that's going to be the cannabis for creativity brand that we're launching in 2020. Hopefully by the holidays this year, we'll have a couple products out. I really would love to do a vape or something like that. But right now with the whole vaporizer issue going on, it's a lot of back and forth about that. And that's definitely going to be long term, something next year, developing our own vape. And obviously a strain. I want to get a King of New York strain or a Frank White strain. But there's a lot of different ideas in the tank. But we've been talking to a lot of different manufacturers and distributors and just trying to get this, get it going. I mean, it's something I've been super passionate about ever since I was in high school. And since my youngest brother was actually diagnosed, that's kind of when this whole journey for me sort of started. And, you know, understanding that this industry is so far from getting started. I think people kind of don't realize that the best cannabis brand probably hasn't even been created yet. And there's so much just, it's ridiculous how much this is similar to the tech boom and yep. The prohibition era and with alcohol. It all is sort of kind of coming full circle. And to be a part of an industry at 22 years old, that's kind of the coolest thing in the world for me right
22?
Now. Yeah, I'm only 22. So,
yeah, props. You're pretty, pretty
thank you, man.
Well-spoken
thank
for,
you.
For a 22-year-old young man.
It's something that I've always kind of had to work on, just understanding how to use my voice for the better.
And your demeanor. You hold yourself. Yeah,
thank you, man.
You know what I mean? Like,
thank you. Appreciate that, for real. And, yeah, it's really important to me, just being able to speak on topics like this and be a part of shows like this with all these other great brands and all these cool people, just hearing all these great stories about this plant. And it's ridiculous that it's not legal. Like, it's just crazy to me.
Back to the 33 people
exactly.
that will never see light again,
exactly.
right?
So, that's the main thing that we want to fight for right now, just legalization, social justice, social equity programs. And, man, I need New York to get on it, because it's kind of getting crazy right now.
You still home? Call New York home?
I mean, of course. That's at the end of the day, that is our home. Yeah. You know, for so many reasons. But I mean, LA is always going to be home. I was raised here. I've been here since 2004. So I was here way before the cannabis craze.
Yeah.
Kind of went crazy. But you know, seeing both of my parents, the man that raised me, Todd Russo, and my mom, Faith Evans, seeing them use it since I was probably four, always seeing it present in the studio, part of the creative process, that's something we want to own, cannabis as a tool for creativity and self-expression. So,
Where can we get in touch or learn more about what you're doing? .com, social media handles, all that good stuff.
On Instagram, at Come Think Big. Same for Twitter, at Come Think Big, C-O-M-E, Think Big. And website, www.comethinkbig.com. And, you know, we just want to change this industry for the better. That's really it.
I mean, CJ Wallace, I appreciate you.
Thank you
making
so much.
Taking the 6 minutes or whatever we had here
no
to plug away.
We had to do it quick.
Take a quick pick and send you off on your panel, all right?
Appreciate it, Steve.
Cool.
Thank you.
Man.